Welcome to KNEO Radio Podcast. KNEO Radio AM and FM radio podcast covering the heart of Texas and the Northwest Hill Country, including McCullough, Mason, Menard, Concho, San Saba, and portions of Brown and Llano counties. KNEO Radio is your podcast to hear interviews with special guests, local news, events, agriculture, and community affairs. For more KNEO podcast, visit KNEOradio.com. KNEO Radio Podcast, making a difference.
Well, this is the morning program this morning, and we are pleased to have with us as a guest Matt Andrews. Matt Andrews is the incoming sheriff for McCullough County and a longtime face and resident and well-known in McCullough County. He elected to be the new sheriff. Will be sworn in midnight Thursday night. Is that right?
That's correct.
That's correct. So you're going to be taking over. Yesterday, when you you made a presentation to the county commissioners about sort of basically your plans for the transition as you take over and sort of a new regime moves in there at the sheriff's office, and I asked you to come by and just sort of give us a basic idea of what you were telling the commissioners yesterday, what you have planned as you move into this this new job.
Well, we've been working hard in preparing for a smooth transition, and just to let you know, the new regime or whatever, the staff at the sheriff's office is going to change. Jason Corbell will be the chief deputy. Jason is a longtime peace officer, started his career here in McCullough County, working for the sheriff's office and also worked for the police department here and as a sergeant. And then he moved to Tom Green County, worked for the sheriff's office there for several years, and I'm bringing him back to be the chief deputy.
Okay.
The jail administrator is a man named Jack Noah. He comes to us from Kimball County Sheriff's Office. He ran their jail down there for years and has done an excellent job administrating that jail. And so he will be our jail administrator over the jail services. Craig Aldridge is going to be our communications supervisor. He will be over the dispatch, what's commonly referred to as dispatch. We call it communications because they do a lot more than just dispatch on the radio. They answer phones and do a whole lot of things. So he will be that. He's already in that position, and we're going to actually separate dispatch or communications from the jail. They both have been under one supervisor. We're going to separate those two. And have a lady named Alexis Villarreal, who is going to be our administrative assistant. She is a local lady. She's also a telecommunicator. She can work in dispatch if we need her to. Going back, Jack Noah, who is going to be my jail administrator, he's also a peace officer. So he can use his peace authority, a peace officer authority there in the jail, and also come out of the jail if we need an extra officer out on the streets and something one way or another for emergency situations and stuff. So, and we've got several officers that are already online going to be ready to come to work at midnight. So we should be in good shape and make for a smooth transition.
And you're going to be the new man.
I will be the sheriff. Yes.
How do you see the operations of the sheriff's office under your command?
Well, we're going to continue to do criminal investigations. That's a major thing. And we want to, I want to train our officers in how to conduct a proper criminal investigation, a thorough criminal investigation, and try to clear these cases. If there's a crime that's committed, then it needs to be cleared for the sake of the victims of the crime. And a lot of our crimes here in McCullough County, I've noticed through the years, are related to a drug problem. And so we're going to work real hard on trying to relieve that drug problem. And you know, see what we can do as far as clearing up some of our crimes, but through interdicting drugs and stuff in our community.
The Sheriff's Department, give us an idea of what, how many people are involved and sort of the various jobs that those people are doing.
Well, we'll have six deputy slots. So we'll have six deputies there. And they'll be doing patrol, and also they'll be our criminal investigators and stuff. They'll do both. In the jail, we have 10 jailers plus the administrator, and then we have six communications operators or dispatchers and a supervisor there.
So it's a sizable operation.
Yes, sir. It's about 27 people. We also have our administrative assistant who will be doing all the office work and the paperwork. There's a lot of paperwork, as with any government office, so she's going to be pretty inundated pretty quick with paperwork.
To go back for just a minute, you know, your background, you've been at Brady a long time. When did you come here first?
I moved here in 1997. I was Texas Ranger out in Midland. Brady came open, and I put in and requested transfer to Brady and received that transfer, so, and have been here ever since.
Ever since, but not just as a Texas Ranger. You've had some other jobs while you've been here.
Yes, sir. I was, after I retired, I have worked as the captain at Brady Police Department, district attorney's investigator, and then I spent 2 years out in West Texas, still living here, but driving back and forth to West Texas, working for Andrews County Sheriff's Office, but I worked assigned to the FBI's task force, oilfield theft task force, in Midland. So I worked out of the Midland office, but lived in Andrews and worked essentially employed for the Andrews County Sheriff's Office.
As mentioned, your home, that's your home.
Yes, Andrews is my home.
Andrews. And,
Thank you for listening to the KNEL Radio Podcast. Be sure to tune in live to KNEL 95.3 FM and KNEL 1490 AM and KNELradio.com. For more KNEL Radio Podcast, including KNEL Sports, visit KNELradio.com homepage and click on the podcast of your choice to listen, download, and enjoy. KNEL Radio Podcast, making a difference. Thank you for listening today.